Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's talk about the mayor's race. Early voting, September 27th, Saturday through October 4th, 2025. Another Saturday, the intervening Sunday. That first Sunday, the polls are closed. So you have 6 days of early voting that's going to take place, and you want to get about learning where your polls are. You can go to the Secretary of State or the Clerk's Office website and find out where that actually is so that you can prepare, or go look at the early voting sites and see what's happening there. The other day in my monologue, I pointed out that I was watching a WWL TV debate, and there was a lot of aspirational wants and desires to do a lot of different things, hiring a lot of people to do different things that we all, you know, have actually failed on. There's no argument there. We know that we're not doing a good job in a number of different areas. Human capital may be one of the reasons, or lack of human capital may be one of the reasons why we're not able to accomplish. I think it's a much bigger problem than that. I really believe that we don't have our priorities in order. We really don't know how to execute. We don't know how to follow up on a lot of the data that we have. We don't have data-driven models. And there's not a stream or culture of accountability that's running through city government at all. We have a lot of employees. You know, my curiosity has always been, is this organization right-sized? My hope would be, and we're going to continue to meet with City Services Coalition, and we'll have another one-hour presentation on Tuesday to bring forward some issues, like civil service being one of them. Does civil service have a positive impact on the delivery of services and the management of people, or have they become an impediment? And is there a better way of doing it? You know, the days of decades and decades and decades ago where an elected official would walk into office and fire everybody that worked for that governmental agency at that point in time is pretty much long gone. You don't even see that anymore. You don't hear about that anymore. So a lot of the protections that are actually offered within a civil service system are somewhat antiquated, right? You really want to just make sure that you have a fair and impartial system as it relates to discipline that's being meted out. And, you know, there's not a bias. And typically it's bias of individual against individual. They had a run-in with one another. One's in a supervisory position now. They want to take a pound of flesh as opposed to a quarter pound, which is what's called for because of the infraction at hand. And we have these individual one-off abuses that are not good. They add up. They become a cancer to the organization. So there are roles for civil service to play, but this job-saving model and things of that nature. Once government gets so big, but the population is shrinking, why do we need all of these people? We're not managing as many accounts, right? We don't have as many houses that can burn down. We don't have as many structures that are out there. There are a lot of different benchmarks that we ought to be looking at to come to a realization as to whether or not we have an opportunity to right-size this organization. I know because I actually did it. I was part of a team with internally. I wasn't the only one, obviously. It was a team effort by a number of our deputy chiefs, our chief financial officer, and others that assisted in the aftermath of the financial crisis of 07-08, where we didn't know what the sales tax revenues were going to be moving into the future, and we recognized this was an opportunity for us to develop a plan in order to right-size the organization, to shrink the organization, and to realign things in a proper fashion. Did we do a RIF? No. We did not fire anybody. We did it by attrition, because we studied our attrition level and we knew and were satisfied that we would be able to get to where we wanted to get relatively quick because of the attrition level. Primarily, we had an aging employee population that was about to take their pension. These are all the characteristics that you pull together in order to determine, you know, how far down the path you're going to get in a period of time. These are all really important factors. This city is at that crossroads right now, where they need to figure out whether or not they need to right-size themselves. They also need to figure out whether or not they are going to play in certain buckets for a city this size of less than 350,000 people. You know, there's some glaring differences when you look at the city of New Orleans and the parish of Jefferson. The population, you know, amounts are relatively close. What the city provides as opposed to city services, and why we get in historically, there, I guess there were reasons to be in certain buckets of services in a full-fledged way. Jefferson Parish, for years, chose not to be in that business, and in some businesses, they chose to get out and outsource it. And these are the opportunities that this city is going to have to come to grips with, because if the revenue estimating conference is right as it relates to revenue, they're having shrinking revenues, not growing revenues, and they're having bigger problems. And this deficit is something that's real, that's going to have to be dealt with. Because all of this aspirational stuff that we hear these candidates talking about, there's no money.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For it. There's no money for it unless you go realign government. And I hope that between now and early voting, that we're going to see more conversations about how this is going to get done. There was a budget committee the other day that revealed the underbelly of the finances of the city. They could be worse, but they're not in a good place. And there's no plan to pull this out of the doldrums that they find themselves in with an aging infrastructure. In order to catch up on that aging infrastructure, you heard me say the other day, this has to be a shock and awe approach. We got to get in there, get some things done, get a lot of projects done in a very short period of time, meaningful ones, projects that are going to help in a much bigger way in the future when we do the one-off projects, whether it's drainage, sewage, water, or otherwise. And we got to figure out where's the greatest need. Not divide this up by councilmanic districts. That is not a smart approach. We have to look historically where we're having to remediate problems more often than not. And if it happens to be in one councilmanic district, so be it. We cannot do this by guaranteeing there's so much that's going to be spent here, there, everywhere. Why? Because those expenses are what is actually killing this budget. Whether that's overtime, this, that, or otherwise. We cannot stay as parochial as we are in our view as to how we're dissecting these dollars up. I'm sorry, but in the short term, I believe it's got to change, in my opinion. Because it's dragging these agencies down that are having to go back and remediate this. And in the next block, once you remediate that and you have more water flow, in the next block, it's creating problems because you're putting more water and pressure on those pipes. They're breaking. You're going back. That's the problem. So we've got to figure out that we're not going to be doing this and continue to do this because it slows us down in our response. These are tough decisions. Yes, they are. Because there are those in district whatever letter are going to be upset that the district whatever letter across the parish is getting more. And you got to be in a position to articulate why this strategy has to be the way it is and why it's going to work and how it's going to work. So it's going to be interesting, and I hope that we start pushing on these candidates for answers. About revenue? Because if they really believe that they're going to come in and pass taxes, they're smoking crack. I don't know that there's going to be anyone out there that's going to stand up and say, hey, we believe that Mayor A is right. We need to tax ourselves more. You got to be out of your minds. If they have one inkling, iota of a belief that passing new taxes is going to be the answer, and by the way, it ought to be a question that we're asking all of them right now. Where do you plan on being relative to taxes? And if they tell you that they have not studied that issue enough, they're not worthy of being your mayor. Because by this point in time, they have the data. It's all readily available. I'm looking at it. You just need to go to the legislative auditor's website and pull down all the audits that are done. And have anybody look at it to determine, anyone that knows how to read financial statements, to determine where this is all going and how this is going to work out. And if they tell you that they don't have enough information, they're lying. They're not putting the effort in right now. And then they are a hypocrite because they are asking you to vote for them. That person should be scratched off your list because they're not prepared. They haven't taken this seriously enough. They really don't want to be the mayor. They want to be LaToya Cantrell. They want to play at it. We're not playing games here. This is real life crises with real life outcomes that if we go down a path the wrong way, it could cost us 3 to 5 years. We should know, right? Here we are 20 years later and we still haven't spent the Katrina money. And we're still trying to catch up. These are the questions that we should be asking these candidates. And I would love to hear, please text 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Would you vote for a tax increase right now? You have that move in your bag? You're ready to do that? You're confident enough? In the council and in whoever wins, that this is going to be appropriately and effectively and efficiently spent? Or do you want to see action first and not words? This is all common sense stuff, right? But back to, like, differences, you know, so the city of New Orleans, and this is not, how do I put this? I'm not picking on anyone. I don't know why these decisions were made. But that we have departments in the city that you don't see everywhere else, right? Especially a city this size. It's a small city. It's a small city with big city aspirations. And one of those is, we have a pretty robust public health department. Jefferson Parish doesn't have one. They can't afford it. So they don't have it. I don't know how many people are in that public health department, but I got to imagine it's dozens upon dozens, right? I'm not so sure that they couldn't realign the services that they're providing somewhere else, whether it be through public hospitals that we actually own and operate, or other opportunities. I sat on the board of a public hospital. We decided to get out of EMS. We were the EMS system. The two public hospitals were the EMS system for East Jeff and West Jeff. On the East Bank, we got out of the business. We outsourced it. Why? It was too costly. It was too difficult. It wasn't the mainstream of what we provide, right? Is it a critical service? Yes, but there are those that do it better, cheaper, more efficiently than we were able to do it in government. I don't know how many people they have in EMS. I'm going to try and find out, but I'm sure they have dozens there, right? These are the opportunities to right-size these organizations so you can garner savings. You would only do it if you could make savings. If you can't, you don't do it. I get it. To be able to appropriate these dollars to other areas so that we can catch up on water, catch up on drainage, catch up on sewage. Because the truth be told, the lack of the critical services that are not being provided here are killing the real estate market. There are incredible opportunities to redevelop neighborhoods in this city, But if you bring someone to a neighborhood that might otherwise like the piece of property they're looking at, but as they drive through that neighborhood and there are overgrown lots, there's garbage all over the place, there's drainage drains that are backed up with debris and this and that and everything else. You think it's easy to get these folks to invest? The biggest investment they make is their home. Do you think it's easy? Hell no, it's not. It's hard. Thankfully, we have a pretty robust real estate industry here. They do great work. Sometimes I said they could sell ice to an Eskimo, because that's what they're doing many times. In spite of all of these challenges, they're still able to get properties to closings. I would tell you, and I would love to hear from them, and I would start asking, probably at a number that they know that could have been higher, if they had these other amenities and everything else. We're cutting off our nose to spite our face many times in how we're approaching this, and we're not connecting the downstream, the dots, and understanding downstream what the implications actually are. In many respects, we're choking an industry. We got to turn that around. We need to focus, but government's got to be right-sized. We cannot be all things to all people. We cannot play in all of these silos. We got to get smart about what we're doing, because there's just not enough revenue there. And I doubt very seriously that anybody's going to vote for a tax increase. But hold on, because it sounds like that's where we're headed. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.